Okay, so as we queue it up. Okay, well, let me, as we get the record ready, let me remind everyone you're tuned to the Miles Davis Festival here on WKCR-FM in New York. We'll be going till Friday night at 9 o'clock, and right now we've got fine trumpet player Lester Bowie up here, and right now Lester's going to listen to this piece. It's a piece entitled We, and it's with, I know Blakey's on it, I don't have the sheets with me, but right now, and there's Miles solos. Why don't you comment on, you know, a few things that, point out a few things that you really dig by him.
Well, that'd be kind of tricky. I've never heard this before either, then. Mm-hmm.
You may have heard it last night.
I may have heard it last night, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, if I can get them that quick, that's going to be some damn near some instant replay. You want instant replay, right?
Instant replay.
Instant replay,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen. Miles Davis, We, with instant replay commentary by Lester Bowie. That was the intro, ladies and gentlemen. First part of the bridge. See, Art Blakey always has been crazy. You see that? That's the hardest with that trombone. I don't see how my brother even play that thing. I would never fool with no one. Two, Blakey bombing the shit out of them, boy. Thank you. it sounds like fast, but it might not be, because Miles is terrible back there, too. I've heard Miles do a whole lot of stuff like that. Bass is a killer. Bass is really a killer, man. Yeah. Got my eyes playing his ass off. If I say anybody playing their ass off, they better around fast. Talk to somebody, I don't know who they are.
Oh, it's Blue Moore.
Yeah, Blue Moore. Yeah. Thank you.
I really like Art Blakey. I mean, he's really funny. Man, that's a bad character.
Blake is like a cat throwing bricks at you and some stuff.
I mean, serious, you dig? I'm serious.
So you're tuned to the WKCR-FM in New York, the Miles Davis Festival. This program, 126-hour salute to one of jazz's greatest geniuses. And up here now is another one of
jazz's greatest geniuses.
Yes. How does it feel to be on the company with Miles Davis?
How does it feel what?
To be, you know, you're in the same company with Miles Davis now.
It just feels the same way it's felt. I mean, I've always been
feels
the
like
same.
Bull, yeah.
Feels like it always has felt. I mean, there are a whole lot of great musicians. It's one thing. Sometimes you have a musician that serves as a catalyst for a lot of others, but you got so many good musicians and so many good trumpet players. It's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, really unbelievable. And it don't feel like shit. I mean, it just feels like anything else, you know.
That's what you do.
You know, whatever you're doing, you just do that and you say hello to everybody and try to, you know, be nice and get from day to day.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else you'd like to, you know, add about Miles? Or?
There's not too much more you can add about Miles, other than I would just like to reiterate my respect, my admiration, my whole thing. Miles has always been one of my idols, and not only my idol, but the idol of many people. And what he has meant to us as musicians and to you as an audience, listening audience, and whoever, however you're involved, Miles has meant much more than just his music. He's been a whole institution. He's been a whole way of life. He was the spokesman for a whole area. He was and still is. I don't want to say that we tend to, at this time, that everyone is trying to think of Miles in the past tense. Ain't nothing wrong with Miles. Miles is very much in the present tense today. He's doing exactly what he wants to do, whatever that is. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He's physically healthy. He's mentally healthy. He's ugly, you dig? But other than that, you know, he's cool.
Yeah.
And everything. Anyway, Miles, I love you. Mm-hmm. And everybody loves you. And every musician I know loves you, and every person I know loves you. All the women love you. They love you here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. You got fans that love you, and thank you. And you ain't got to do nothing but whatever the fuck you want to do.
If he's so ugly, why do the women love him so much?
I can't understand how they love ugly little mother like that. Okay, good night, folks, and thanks a lot.
We'll go back to some more music.